You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new scheme in South Wales is encouraging blind and partially sighted people to get their skates on. I'm joined now by Alison Evans, founder and director of I See Hope Events. Thanks for speaking to us today, Alison.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And can you just introduce us to the ISVID project and how it works?
Yeah, so the ISVID project has been kindly funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. So thank you, first of all, to all of the players of the National Lottery for giving us this opportunity to put these sessions on. So ISVID is a 20-week free on ice experience for members of the visually impaired and deafblind communities across South Wales, Valleys and Cardiff.
And for these skating sessions in Cardiff, you won't just be pushed onto the ice and left to get on with it. There will be qualified coaches on hand as well. What will that coaching include?
Yeah, definitely. So what's going to happen is we're looking for members, as I said, of the visually impaired and deafblind community to come onto these sessions with us. They're 1 hour every week for 20 weeks from the end of April. And what we have is we have five on-ice coaches. They're all registered with the sports governing body. They're all used to coaching and training people on the ice of all ages and all abilities. So, you know, you've never had to have skated before. And they will guide you and instruct you from everything on as to getting onto the ice to actually falling over safely and getting up safely. So, you know, hopefully we can have some great sessions where we can have social interaction, but also to learn some ice moves as well if you want to.
What are you hoping that people take away from their experiences on the ice?
Oh, well, this is something that was really important when we sought the funding for the project. We had four aims, really. The first aim was to reduce barriers to participation. What we find is ice skating can be an expensive sport, expensive hobby, and people from the South Wales Valleys can struggle because of the cost of transport to get there. Because, as you know, the Rhyndacle Arena is in Cardiff Bay, so it's a little bit more difficult to get out there if you don't drive. So for this community, the cost of living crisis coupled with the social isolation of COVID would really hit them hard. So we want to reduce the barriers to participation. Secondly, we want to increase social opportunities. As I said, you know, COVID has hit people a lot harder in the South Wales Valleys, especially those members of such communities where, unfortunately, you are through no fault of your own, excluded by the communities who are meant to be supporting you. So the second aim is to increase social opportunities and reduce social isolation. The third aim is to improve emotional and physical health and well-being, because we understand a lot of people have never come onto the ice before. This might be their first time. So we want to really give them a grounding in how fun it is. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you're going to fall over or make a fool of yourself, it doesn't matter. It is great fun. So you can improve your emotional health and well-being whilst having some great fun and making new friends. And then the fourth thing we had, which again, skating is brilliant. It's a leveler. It doesn't matter who you are, how old you are. Everybody is pretty much like Bambi on ice. So the fourth aim is to promote self-belief, self-worth and self-confidence. So we're hoping across the 20 weeks that we will see people really developing those skills and qualities of self-belief, self-worth and self-confidence through these ice skating sessions.
And who's eligible to take part in the ISVID project?
So we're looking, as I said, for members of the VI community and the deafblind community across the South Wales Valleys and Cardiff. But also we are allowing a companion. So we have free skating for the visually impaired and deafblind, but we also have free skating for a nominated companion who might be a friend or a relative or a caregiver.
Well, as you mentioned, there's no cost to the skaters or their companions. And you talked a little bit earlier about the National Lottery funding. How important has that funding been to the project?
Absolutely essential. Without the funding, we could never have put this project on. This project and, well, to be honest, we don't know of any other project like it in South Wales. We know that they have inclusive skating sessions for a wide variety of disabilities and impairments up in Deeside Rink. Up in the north, but down south we don't know of anything that has been done like this before. So without the lottery funding and the support of the Vindico Arena and the coaches, we could not have done this.
And as part of the project, there are also feedback sessions where skaters get to share their experiences. What are you hoping to learn from those conversations?
Oh, well, we would love to learn what works really well, what works okay, what is absolutely dreadful and we need to change. This is very much a feasibility project, hence it's only 20 weeks. But as I've said, what we've developed so far is a project advisory group. So we have stakeholder representatives on that group, which include RNIB Cymru, Sense, Disability Sport Wales, the Vindico Arena. We have an independent researcher who will help lead this service delivery feedback sessions and evaluation sessions. We have, most importantly, two members of the VI community as well, without whose input we could not have done this and made this project a success, to even get off the starting blocks. And obviously we have our ice skate coaches as part of the project advisory group as well. So we're all providing feedback and learning from each other how we should go forward. But I think the real test will come when we actually do the sessions and we have the skaters and we have a great bunch of people who can give us all the feedback needed, so we can immediately make changes and improve sessions for them. Or if everything's going well, which I hope it will be, but I'm sure we will learn, we are developing a legacy project, which might be delivered just by the ICE coaches in different form, or IC Hope Event CIC might still be involved in it. As yet, we don't know. We're just going to see what the skaters can feed back to us.
The skating sessions begin in April 2024 and the scheme ends in September. Is there a deadline for people to sign up, or can you take part at any time during the scheme?
No, there's no deadline for people to sign up. Obviously, because we're evaluating the project, it's a feasibility. We would like people to sign up and stay for as many sessions as possible. But we understand that people will be nervous to sign up. They've never done this before. They might not know what to expect.
Well, how can people find out a bit more about the ISVID project and sign up to take part as well?
We have a web page that people can go on to. So if they go on to the www.ichopeevents.co.uk, there'll be a link to enter our accessible website, and that will take you to the projects page, and the ISVID project page is fully accessible for people with VI or who are registered blind. Or you can email info@ichopeevents.co.uk.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with the ISVID project. Alison Evans, founder and director of IC Hope Events, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.